This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. NMED requires LANL to stop all injection operations into regional drinking water aquifer. In a protective move, on Friday, November 18th, the New Mexico Environment Department required the Department of Energy, DOE, to cease all injection operations of treated waters back into the sole source regional drinking water aquifer shared by Pueblo de San Ildefonso, Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, and others. In October, hexavalent chromium contamination was found beneath Pueblo de San Ildefonso while LANL was drilling a new well on the Pueblo called San Ildefonso Regional Monitoring Well 3, or SIMR3, in Mortandad Canyon. The Pueblo and LANL share borders in the area of Mortandad Canyon. In Friday's letter, the Environment Department wrote to LANL that, quote, "Since 2021, DOE has neither complied with the Environment Department's regulatory directives nor made substantial progress towards ensuring the protection of the regional aquifer. Latest sampling results from SIMR3 prove that DOE's refusal to take appropriate steps to ensure that contamination does not migrate further in the regional aquifer or off-site has created the harm to the environment that the Environment Department sought to prevent. Further, DOE's actions as well as its inactions in ignoring the Environment Department's years-long insistence that DOE comply with regulations, look at the alarming contaminant trends and take actions to reduce and reverse the contaminant trends show that DOE apparently does not value preservation of the sole source regional aquifer and instead prioritizes costs and effort minimization to the detriment of the environment and human health," end quote. The Environment Department's strong language enforces why we must raise our voices in support of thorough cleanup of LANL watersheds and the dumps located near or in them. The contaminant pathways to the regional aquifer have been established. They cannot be ignored. They must be addressed now. The New Mexico Environment Department permit that allows LANL to extract contaminated waters from the aquifer for treatment and to inject the treated waters back into the aquifer is called Discharge Permit 1835, or DP 1835. CCNS led the Communities for Clean Water, CCW, effort for a more protective DP 1835 permit. Together, we participated in the early negotiations, in public meetings, and provided public education materials. We argued for lower chromium standards. The permit requires LANL to comply with chromium standards that are less than 90% of New Mexico's numeric standard of 50 milligrams per liter, or set at or less than 45 milligrams per liter. We celebrate the change as it sets a precedent for more protective chromium standards for other water quality permits. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.